Today we're on Kaf Bet, Daf Kaf Bet. We're going to start back from Kaf Aleph Amud Bet at the Mishnah, on the bottom of the page. And also today, I guess the Dafim in the beginning of Sukkah are very short. I'm sure if we go more into the Rishonim, there's much more to talk about. But, the Daf itself shouldn't be too difficult. Today we're going to be talking about, no one has the Metifta or anything, right? No. I couldn't find it. I looked in the library.
Yeah, I don't know
what we took it, but there's a lot of pictures today. So if someone sends it to the chat, it would be very helpful. Let's go to the Mishnah on Kaf Aleph Amud Bet. Hasomech sukato bekarei hamita. If someone leans his sukkah on the legs of a bed, so meaning he has a bed frame, and the skach is leaning on the bed frame. That's what it is. Kishera. The Mishnah says it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imena yechala la'amod b'fnei atzma. If it can't stand on its own without the bed frame, pesula, meaning it can't be that the bed frame is the only thing that's holding it up. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. We're going to explain in the Gemara why. So the Gemara says, ma'itamad Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? Pligi bar Rabbi Zera v'Rabbi Abba bar Mamal. These two rabbis disagreed as to what his reasoning was. Chad amar mipnei she'en lakeva. One of them says, because it doesn't have status of permanence. It has to be kavua. Right, Rabbi Yehuda's shita, the same shita we saw yesterday and in the beginning of the Masechet, there has to be dirat keva. One of them says, no, it's because he is standing it on something that is mekabel tuma, that is acceptable to impurity. So since these bed frames now are mekabel tuma, so it would be pasul. So now there's two different opinions as to what the isur is, what's the reason that it's pasul. Now we're going to try to understand what the difference is between them. My benayhu, what's the difference between these two? Kigon shana'atz shipudin shel barzel. It's like the difference would be if you were to take metal skewers and you stuck them in the ground, v'sikech alehim, and you put skach on top of those. Leman damar lefi she'en lakeva. If you say according to the one that Rabbi Yehuda's posel, because it doesn't have keva, doesn't have permanence. Hare yesh lakeva. It does have permanence because metal bars are permanent. Uman damar mipnei shemamida v'davar mekabel tuma. But if you say according to the second opinion that it's because it receives impurity. So according to that opinion, it would be mekabel tuma. So now the difference would be in this case of sticking metal shipudim in the ground. According to the first opinion, it would be kosher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when the second opinion would be pasul. That's where the nafkamina would come out. That's where the difference would come out. In the case of the bed, though, there would be no difference. Both of them would agree that it's pasul. It's just two different reasons. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Lo shanu, we only taught that, Ela semach, only when you lean, Aval sikech agav mita keshera, but if you put skach on top of a mita, on top of a bed that's already kosher, a mita, on top of a bed, keshera. Meaning, the Metifta had a great image of this, if someone sent to the chat, but there is, here. So if you look at the images from yesterday, I think here it has it. On the second to last image, you see the bottom left picture. This is a somech sukato v'karei amita. The bottom left. Right? Mm. He just puts skach on top of the legs of the bed. Right? Whereas the last, if you look at the last page, it's the top left picture on the last page. If you put skach on top of a bed, that's already, standing, meaning the skach is on poles. It's not on the bed itself. It's not on the bed frame. Then that would be kosher.
Why would you even think that this wouldn't be kosher?
No, he's trying to say that since in the previous case of Rabbi Yehuda says it's
first one is not.
It's not kosher because it's standing on something that's mekabel tuma, or it's because it's not kavua. The second case, it's not on something that's mekabel tuma.
Why would you even know the second case? Just
four
frames.
No, so we would have thought maybe
over the bed, not over the bed. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see Rashi. It's a good question. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, the last Rashi. Aval sikech al mita, velo samach hasikuch bekeraim. We didn't stick the skach on the legs of the bed. Ela agave yetedot on pegs. Aval kol dofnei hasukah inan ela mitot. All the walls of the sukkah are just the the mitot.
Oh, he's taking the bed as. Oh.
Yeah, the walls are the bed.
Because it's regular poles, there's no walls.
Right, the pole, so since it's within, it's a whole scenario that the pole is not the wall, but the pole is holding the skach, and the wall is the bed. It's an interesting case. Okay? That's what Abaya teaches us. My tama, what's the reason over there? Lemanda Marla Pisha in La Keva. According to the one who says it's not kavua, Ariyash La Keva. It is kavua, it is permanent. According to the one who says, no, you're standing on something that receives impurity. In this case, it's not something that accepts impurity. It's pegs. Those things do not accept impurity. And you would be fine according to both opinions, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Mishnah. Sukkah ha-meduvlelet. If we have a sukkah that is meduvlelet, we're going to see in our Gemara what exactly that means. There's two opinions what exactly that means. Or if you have more shade than sun, keshera, it would be kosher. Now, the chidush here, it's interesting, the Gemara will talk about, you could say, hey, in our first Mishnah in the Masechet, we said this. Why are you repeating it, right? If everyone goes back to Bet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah said, if the sun is more than the shade, it's pasul. So what can you infer from that? That has to be shade more than sun. So why is the Mishnah reiterating itself? So we're going to see in the Gemara what it's referring to. Then it says, "Hame'uvek kamin bayit." If it's very thick, the skach, to the point where it's like a house, where you can't see through it. Even though you can't see the stars out of the skach, kishera, it's still kosher. Does everyone know what it says? Yes.
There's a lot of skachs that are so close, so tightly wrapped, but you can't see through.
So according to the Mishnah, it's okay. According to the Mishnah, it's okay. We didn't say the halacha.
Oh,
you see, there's no letter on it, so I don't think the halacha is like that. But let's see. My meduvlelet. So the Gemara asks, what is meduvlelet? Right. I think the halacha, it's until, meaning it can't be closed off to the extent where you can't have raindrops coming through, because then it's mamasha house. But as long as it's open enough, even if you can't see the stars, really, it's better to be able to. But even if you can't, but as long as rain can come through, I think that's how we mechalek. Okay, my meduvlelet. What is meduvlelet? Amar Rav, sukkah aniya. It's a poor sukkah. What is that? Rashi says that it has, very few reeds on its skach. It's not a lot of skach. There's a lot of open area, but there isn't three tfachim of space in open area. So you would still have levud, but there's a lot of open areas. So it looks like a very poor sukkah. Okay, that's the first opinion. Shmuel Amar Kane Ole Mikane Yared. Shmuel says no. There's one reed that's up, going up. There's one reed that's going down. So you have, it's not really a straight sukkah with skach going above it the whole way. It's like there's some. Let's see if he sent it. I tried looking at the picture and what he sent. Picture is like okay. If you look at the bottom left picture of the last picture he sent, it's a sukkah that has like a double layer. So it's like, there's a layer on top that goes in between the layer on the bottom. The layer on the bottom has a little gaps. The layer on the top has a few gaps. And so that's considered what he calls a sukkah meduvlelet. Okay? So, we have to see what the Mishnah is talking about. When we look back in the Mishnah, the Mishnah said, sukkah meduvlelet v'shetzi lata meruba mechamata. Is that one case or is that two cases? A sukkah meduvlelet and when the shade is greater than the sun, that's kosher, or a sukkah meduvlelet which its shade is greater than its sun?
It must be there. It must be connected, because otherwise it cannot be a sukkah which there's more sun than shade.
Oh, so let's see. It could be. We're gonna see that. Let's see. The Gemara says, Rav Tani Chada, Rav taught one thing with regards to Rashi says, meduvlelet v'shetzilata meruba mechamata. Rav taught that the Mishnah was talking about one thing. It's a sukkah meduvlelet, and its shade is more than its sun. That was the Rav. Ushmuel tani tarte. And Shmuel taught, no, it's two things in our Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, there's a sukkah meduvlelet, and there's a sukkah that has more shade than sun. So now the Gemara asks, my meduvlelet, what's meduvlelet? Mebulbelet. It's mebulbal. It's, it's not like clear, it's like mixed up. What does that mean? Vitarte ketane, and he taught two things. Sukkah mebulbelet keshera. If it's a sukkah that's mebulbal, it's kosher. Ve'tzilata meruba bechamata keshera. And if it has more shade than sun, that would also be kosher. So he says the Mishnah was referring back to two things. If we look in Rashi, Shmuel tani tarte, sukkah mebulbelet keshera damrin ro'in, we see it. Ve'tzilata meruba bechamata milta acharitihi. It's a completely different aspect in the Mishnah. It's not going in one matter. Whereas Amar, back to the Gemara. Whereas Rav would say, no, it's all one line. We read it all together. Okay. Amar Abaye. Lo shanu ela she'ein ben ze leze shelosha tefachim. We only said this when there isn't between the reeds three tefachim. Aval yesh ben ze leze shelosha tefachim b'shulah. But if it has more than three tefachim, obviously it's basul. Amar Rava, afilu yesh ben ze leze shelosha tefachim. Rava says no. Even if you have more than three tefachim between the reeds, we're talking about the sukkah mevuvelet, meduvlelet. Nami lo ameran. We don't say that it's basul. Ela she'ein gagot tefach. Unless it doesn't have begagot tefach, unless the roof of it, the top layer of the skach, it doesn't have a, you know, a width or a thickness of a tefach. Why? Aval yesh begagot tefach. If it had in the roof a thickness of a tefach, keshera, we would still say it's kosher, even if the bottom layer had an opening of three tefachim. Why is that the case? Damrinan chavut rami. We learn a rule called chavut rami. Chavut rami means in English, cast it down and, you know, close it up, basically. Chavut. You know, we say this on Sukkah. Chavit 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 Chavit, right? So it's the same thing. Chavut Rami means to bring it down. Like the same thing we...
As if it would have been even, then it would be a Chamata
Tzilta Merubah Mechamata. Right, over here we're talking about, before we even get up to Tzilta Merubah Mechamata. Before we even get up to Shade and Sun, it's a three Tfachim gap, and then on top of it there's Skaf, but on the top there's one... There's, let's say, one skach over here, and it's a tefach of thickness of width. That tefach now, even though there's three tefachim open on the bottom, it comes down and it fills in that spot, basically. It's a theoretical rule that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us.
No, he said, bring it down or imagine it.
Imagine it down.
What's the space between them?
Between each reed.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the space between the top layer and second layer?
Oh, we're going to see. So we're going to see that.
Somehow like Labut, but in a different way.
So we're going to see if the top to the bottom also has to be within three tefachim, or it can be 100 tefachim away. No. Okay. So hold on. Before we continue, if we go back, just Ushmuel Tanei Tarte, he says over there in the middle, V'shetzilatam erubah mechamata, what is he coming to add, Shmuel? Meaning... In Shmuel's case, we already know that it has to be shade more than sun. So what is coming to add? Milta acharitihi. It's something else. The Ashmina nami v'sukah aniya. We're saying even in a sukah aniya, in a poor sukah, sheyesh b'chama that has sun in it, im tzilata meruba, if the shade is more, it's kosher. Meaning the chidush is this sukah mebulbelet, this poor type of sukah, that even though it may have some sun, since there's more shade, it would be kasher.
He's connecting them to also.
Huh?
Now he's saying he's connecting them.
No, he's saying there's two separate cases. There's a sukkah mebulbelet.
Okay.
And then there's a sukkah shetzilata merubah mechamata.
Okay.
Rav said,
yeah.
Sukkah aniya. Shmuel said, no, it's kane ole ve kane yored. So he's explaining the beginning part of the Mishnah, talking about two layers of skach. One ole, one yored. But the aspect of shetzilata merubah mechamata is a different aspect to it. Meaning, even though there's a lot of sun... It still would be kosher because there's more shade than sun.
If we bring down the layer,
we say chavut rami.
But if you see in the sukkah, you just see a lot of sun. Basically.
So we're going to see right now, we're going to discuss if it has to be, you know, if there's more sun than shade when we're looking up at the skach, or it has to be more sun than shade when we're looking down at the floor.
Oh, yeah.
How do we define more sun than shade? Okay, so let's see. Amar Rava. Okay, now we're going to go on a little bit of a tangent with regards to... With regards to this chavot rami, this rule of chavot rami, where we learn it out from. Amarava, mina amenala, from where do we learn the chi'it be tefach, when we have a tefach, amrinan chavot rami. When it's a thickness of a tefach, we pull it down and we can close it off. V'chileit be, lo amrinan chavot rami, whereas it doesn't have a tefach of width, we don't say this rule of bring it down. Ditnan is a mishnah in Masechet O'alot. The mishnah says, korot abayit, we saw this earlier if you remember, korot abayit v'ha'aliya, if you have the holes of the house and the attic, she'in alehem aziva. No, we didn't say this earlier. It's a different mishnah, and it doesn't have a covering. So it's the you have the poles of the house and its attic, and it doesn't have a roof on top. Vehen mechuvanot, and they are one on top of the other. Let's see if there's a picture. No picture. Okay. Basically, what this is imagine two homes on top of one another. And they're exactly identical one another. Their boards are exactly identical. So if you have three boards coming out of this wall on the bottom house, it's exactly the same spot, three boards coming out on the top wall, on the top house. Huh?
There's no ceiling.
It's straight open to Shamayim. Okay. It's two foundations on top of one another.
Okay.
And the exact same, you know, a lot of times they do this for like apartment buildings.
Here, when you say the walls.
The walls are the same, and the poles coming out of the walls are exactly designed in the exact same formation.
Of the ceiling.
It's not a ceiling. It's like poles coming out of the wall. Yeah, it would be much clearer in the picture. But
the
you have a picture, yeah, understand? Yeah. Right. Right, exactly.
That's
what it's like. And the Matifta is a little bit clearer. But yeah, that's what it's talking. It's two homes like that. So now it's saying, if you have something like that, Tum'a tachat achat mehen, if you have Tum'a, if you have impurity under the bottom one, Tachtea tameh, then under there, everything under those boards would be tameh. Meaning it doesn't go up to the middle one, to the top one. Why? Because it's directly mechuvan one after another. It's right under the bottom boards, the top boards.
But there's spacing between, so Tum'a goes straight up.
No, but if there's Tum'ah under one of these boards...
Under one of the boards. Okay.
Right, under one of the bottom boards, it only stays under. It doesn't go up. That's what he's saying. Okay? Don't lose the topic. We're going to trying to figure out how do we know that it has to be a tefach to teach us the rule of Chavut Rami, to bring it down.
Is there each board is tefach?
We didn't get to why yet. We're going to see.
No,
we didn't get there.
What size? Do we know what size each board?
We're going to see right now. We're going to see. Right, that's the whole point. So in aleim asiv, aven uchonu matuma tachad echad mehen. If there's tuma under them, tachtei atameh, then under is tameh. Bein hatachtona leeliona. If there's tuma in between the bottom and the top board, in between the two houses, binehen tameh. Then in between them would be tameh, but it wouldn't go up. Tuma wouldn't leave the roof, the house. Al gabeha eliona. But if there's tuma on top of the top boards, ken nigda adarakia tameh. Until the shamayim would be tameh on top of the board, but not under, not in the house would be tameh.
One more time.
Okay, meaning, yeah. Here, we have an example. We have, let's say, two homes. There's no roof. So now let's say there are a bunch of boards. And these are two exact same size. And these are two boards, right? If we have Tuma under this one...
These are the roof.
There is no roof. It's just a board.
It's just an
open home.
Walk on a
staff. So if we have two boards, let's say, for example, like these two Gemaraot, if the Tuma was under my Gemara, then only under my Gemara stays Tameh.
Yeah.
It doesn't go in between. It doesn't go up.
Yeah.
If the Tuma came on top of my board, then in between these two boards are Tameh.
Sure,
okay. If the Tuma goes on top of this board, then only above this is Tameh and nothing in between.
And the board's block, basically. According to the
exactly.
Board's block,
and so, and we're going to see that we only learn this rule that it blocks, it's Chotzet Vifna Tuma, whenever it has a width or a thickness of a Tefach. And we're going to see that right now. Hold on. Okay, now, hayu ha'elyonot kebena tachtonot. Whereas if it was a case where it wasn't right on top of one another, the boards weren't one on top of another, ella, they were in between their spaces. So now, you have a board, on top of it, you have a board in place of the open space.
It's
like this.
Yeah, like
this.
Yeah, exactly, like this, but...
Like this.
Yeah, exactly, right. Exactly. Very clear.
Okay, so what happens then?
We're going to see. We're going to see right now. So he says... If it was like that, tuma tachtehen, if there's tuma under them, tachat kulan tameh, then under all of it is tameh now, because it goes up. Because now what happens is, it's not, meaning, one board is not under the next board, so it doesn't block the tuma goes through. If let's say there's tuma under here,
okay.
If there's tuma under the whole thing, right?
Okay.
What happens is, the tuma can travel up now, there's nothing in between this area, so the tuma goes up and it stops at the top wall.
Exactly.
It stops over there. Or, I mean... can go through if it didn't have a wall over here, but it stops over here. Let's understand.
Okay.
Then it says al gabehen, huh?
There's all of it.
All of the boards, going from boards to the top of the boards. This whole home is tameh, but it says al gabehen.
Also covering the other boards. So
what board? No board is not covering another board. The boards are in between each board. It's not one on top of the other,
this
it's in between.
From what I understand. If there are boards here, one, two, and then three, under all is tameh, nothing above.
Yeah, exactly. Everything on the bottom is tameh.
If the boards are crossing each other hypothetically, if there are like two boards here and then board is over here, so the tuma goes here, goes reaches here. It's like everything is touching.
It's like
you're
staggered kind of.
Yeah, so the entire. It's not a sukkah. It's not a sukkah. This is not a sukkah. This entire entitlement is becomes tameh. Yeah, this entire tent becomes. Exactly.
But not above.
Not above, right. Now, but on the next case, al gabehen, if there's tuma on top of the boards, kenegdan al rakia tameh, then everything above it would be tameh.
Sure.
Now, what's the point of all this? Vetane Allah, and he taught on this. When do we say all of this? Bazman sheyesh bahen tefach. Only when they have the thickness of a tefach. Why? And in between the reeds, in between the space, there is an opening of a tefach. Right, there's an error of the tefach. Aval ein benehen potech tefach. If there wasn't an opening space of a tefach, tuma tachad achad mehen, then if there was tuma under one of them, under, let's say, the bottom one, tachteh atameh, then only the bottom would stay kosher. Benehen ve'al gabehen tahor, but in between them and on top of them would be tahor. What do we see? Alma ki it be tefach, when it has a space of a tefach and a thickness of a tefach, amrinan chavot rami. We say chavot rami. V'chi leit be tefach, and when it doesn't have a tefach, lo amrinan chavot rami, shema amina. That's what we learned from this. Let's explain. So we have, let me have this Gemara. We have like this. Now, if there's a space of a tefach here, and this is also a thickness of a tefach, so now, it has to have... This way of a tefach, like this.
Achila.
So if it's like that, now we say the rule of Chavut Rami and we push it down. That's why all of the boards now under them have Tumah. Imagine it's like this now. Imagine it's like this. That's what it is now. Right? But if it doesn't have a space of a tefach, then it doesn't go. It doesn't fit there anymore. Or if this doesn't have the thing of a tefach, then we don't say that rule.
Why not?
You understand? It's halakha
Mishnah Sinai. I thought maybe if it's bigger, then...
has to exactly have a tefach, and this has to be a tefach, or more. Yani.
Which one has to be more? This has to be more?
No. Either. They both have to be tefach or more.
Yeah. Oh, each gap, the gap on the top board.
Same size, minimum
tefach or more. Two, four, five, six tefach.
Right.
Okay.
So it has to fit in the gap. The top board has to
fit. Right. So the whole point was to teach us how we know that it has to have a tefach of width for it to be chavot rami. And if it doesn't have a tefach, we don't say chavot rami. Okay. Yativ Rav Kahana v'kamar lehashmata. Rav Kahana was sitting and teaching this halacha, this law. Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, kol hecha deleit bei tefach lo amrinan chavot rami. But any place, we don't have a tefach, we don't say chavot rami. V'hat tanya, we have a beraita. This mishnah we saw earlier, or this beraita we saw earlier. Korah yotzami kotel zeh. We have one pole coming out of one wall. V'inan ugad bekotel zeh. And it doesn't touch the other wall. V'chen shtei korot. But if we have, or we have two poles coming out of the walls, each one comes out of each wall, but they don't touch each other, if they're less than three tefachim, then you don't have to bring another pole. Why? We say the din of levud. Very good. So we don't say you need to bring another pole, because we say levud. But if you have shelosha, if you have three tefachim, then you need to bring another pole. Let's continue. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel would say, no, he disagrees. Pachot me'arba'a, if there's less than four tefachim, ain't tzarich lavi korah acheret. Then you don't have to bring another pole. He disagrees with the whole din of Davud. He said Davud is four tefachim, not three tefachim. Halacha, we say three tefachim. That's with less than three. Arba'a, but if it has four tefachim, tzarich lavi korah acheret. Now, second case, or third case. V'chen shtei korot hamat'imot. And you have two poles, or two boards that are exactly the same. Lo bazo. Okay, you have two boards. Let's say it's like this. Right, these two are the boards. They're next to each other as the top. And he says, lo bazo kedei lekabel ariach. Not on this one is there enough to hold a half brick. It's not thick enough or wide enough to hold a half brick. Velo bazo kedei lekabel ariach. And this one also doesn't have a tefach of width to hold a half brick either. Neither of them have it. But but if they can hold an ariach, this half brick, for its width like this, tefach, which would make them both combined have a tefach of space, then you would not need to bring another pole. And if not, then you would need to bring another pole. Okay, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, it's a whole continuation. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, im mekablot ariach leorko, he disagrees. He says, no, if they can receive this half brick for its length, not its width, then shelosha tefachim, which has to be three tefachim. Imagine a brick this long and this wide. So imagine this was a tefach and this was three tefachim. So if it had enough for it to be three tefachim, then he says, shelosha tefachim, ein tzarech levi korah acher. Then you don't need to bring another pole. You don't need to bring another board.
Even if it's smaller than a tefach.
Even if it's smaller than a tefach. Vim lav, and if it doesn't have three tefachim of length, then you need to bring another korah for it to hold it like that. These are two different opinions. Now another case. If there was one on top and one on the bottom, Rabbi Yose bar Yehuda Omer, Ro'ina Elyona Ki'ilo Yilemata. We see the top one as if it's down next to the bottom one. Right? And let's say the case of the bottom one and the top one. So Ki'ilo Yilemata. We see the bottom one as if it's on the top. Meaning we see them exactly lined up next to each other. ובלבד שלא תהיה עליונה למעלה מ-20, as long as the bottom one, sorry, the top one is not more than 20 amot high, ב-20 אמה, והתחתונה למטה מ-10, and the bottom one can't be less than 10 תפחים. So what does that learn? What do we learn from that? It didn't mention anything in that case. Right now, we just said this final case. The final case was the main point. All of that was just a way to get to it. It's all a beraita. If we have a case like this with two boards, one on top of the other like this, we look at them as if they're next to each other.
Right.
When do we say that? When the top one is not above 20 amot, and the bottom one is not below 10 tefachim.
They're both within... From where? From floor?
From floor. Right, it has to be kasher. So anything above 20 amot and below 10 tefachim doesn't work. But anything within that space, we can pull them down and say, no, they're really next to each other. We didn't say anything about a tefach, though. Doesn't have to be a width of a tefach. That's what the Gemara learns out.
He's talking about the height now. He's not talking about the width.
Assuming height.
But why isn't it mentioned? Tell us it has to be also a width of a tefach then.
He's
giving you the measurement.
So the Gemara says, we can infer from that.
Big enough. It's not big enough. He's saying it's brick. It's going to stick. Right.
We can infer from that. Ha ze veze betoch esrim. If both of them are within 20 amot.
Yeah.
Then amrinan chavot rami. We can say pull it down. Even though it doesn't have a width of a tefach. So you see that it disagrees with what we were just talking about this whole time. Okay, so let's say, I'll give you an example. If someone comes and tells you, for a person to go on this roller coaster, he has to be 6 feet tall.
Right.
So what are you going to say? We found this guy 6 feet tall, 300 pounds, let's put him on. When we say 6 feet tall, so again, how do we understand that? It means 6 feet tall, that means even if he weighs 1,000 pounds, it doesn't matter how much he weighs, right? That's how we think to understand, no? Same thing. So over here, the Gemara is saying, it's 20 amot high, this is 10 tefachim within 20 amot, we can say pull it down. It didn't say anything about the weight, it didn't say anything about the width, right? But now the Gemara is saying, what do you mean it didn't say anything about the width? That's what you're arguing, right? But the guy for the roller coaster, they gave him one rule. From the fact that they gave him one rule, he can infer that it doesn't matter anything about the weight. Told them about the height. You need to be 6 feet tall to go on the roller coaster. Does the weight matter? They didn't tell me anything about the weight. So we can infer from that the weight doesn't matter. You understand where I'm trying to go with this?
Yeah. But I think you...
Okay, good. You're mechaven to what the Gemara is trying to say.
We just talked about that if you put a brick on it, if it's thick enough, isn't it right? It's a continuation of that piece, right? So there's no thickness.
Right.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's how we inferred from this Gemara. That's the kushya. That's the difficulty. Now we're going to try to give an answer. Amar le taritz ve'ema hachi. Let's try to give an answer like this. Ubilvan shelo tehe elyona lemala me'esrim. Let's fix up that beraita and let's say it like this. As long as the top one is not above 20 amot, ela betoch esrim, has to be within 20, v'atachtona semucha la bepachod mishelosha, and the bottom one has to be within 3 tefachim of the top one. Now what are we learning? We're saying that it's not the din of tefach anymore. Really, chavot rami, if you want to bring it down, it has to be a tefach. What is this case? This is talking about lavud. Saying it's within 3 tefachim of one another. They're both within 20 amot, but within 3 tefachim of one another. So you can pull them down together and say that they're really one wall, one roof, and it's lavud. Iname, or another, if you want to say a different case, bilvad shelote tachtona lemata ma'asara, the end of the beraita, as long as the bottom one is not below 10 tefachim, ela lemata ma'asara, has to be higher than 10 tefachim, ve'elyona semuchala bepachon mishalosha, and the top one has to be close to it within 3 tefachim, aval shelosha, but if it's 3 tefachim or more away, kevan de late beitevach, since it doesn't have a tevach of width, lo amrinan chavot rami. Very good, like you were trying to say. We can't infer from this the fact that it doesn't talk about width, that, oh, it doesn't have to be a tefach. No, it was talking about a totally different case. It was talking about the case where, yeah, it doesn't have a tefach, but it was talking about the case of lavud. So they're both within 3 tefachim of one another, that's why we say it. But if it was 3 tefachim or more of each other, then it has to be a tefach for us to be able to pull it down.
Oh.
That's the din.
Okay. Foundation to the roof.
Right.
Stop here.
No, let's go to the Mishnah. Okay, now the Mishnah said, "Veshetzilata meruba mechamata." The shade is more than the sun. Keshera, then it's kosher. So what's the question?
We didn't get to the first part still, right? That is it talking about two different cases or a single case?
That's Rav and Shmuel.
No, that was the machloket of Rav and Shmuel that we saw. It seems like more so that it was talking about two different cases. That's how I understand it. I think that's how the Shulchan Aruch understands it too. That because it says veshetzilata meruba mechamata, doesn't say that its shade is more than its sun. It says and and. That and word is kind of separating them for two different things.
So that type of sukkah, which is somebody made, a poor person made, if he has more sun than shade, we call it kosher.
No, more shade than sun, as to be.
So, but why?
Oh, so why is it? If it's two different cases, then what's that case? Let's see. Let's see if he discusses it here. So he says, if it has more shade than sun, it's kosher. So if they're the same, if we have the same amount of shade and the same amount of sun, what do we infer from that? That it's pasul. You need more shade than sun. So if you have the same amount, then it's pasul. Oh, but if we go back to our Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechet, Vatnan Beidach Birkin, we learn in the beginning of our Masechet, V'shechamata meruba mitzilata pesula. When you have more sun than shade, it's pasul. What can you infer from that? That when they're the same amount, it's kosher. Ha, kiada de keshera. When they're the same amount, it's kosher. So you have a contradiction on your inferences. The Gemara answers, La kasha. Kan milemala, kan milemata. When it's talking about that it's pasul, the case of it being the same amount, but it's pasul, it's saying when you look up at the skach, you look up at the skach and you see there is more sun coming in from the roof than shade. You can see it looking up. Then it's pasul. That's pasul. Whereas in the second case, where it's talking about that they're the same amount, but it would be kosher, which we inferred from our beginning Mishnah, that's saying when you look down at the ground, you look down at the ground and you see that there's more sun than shade on the ground, that would still be kosher. How so? What you have is you have skach, but it's skach has openings. But it's still more shade covering than sun. It's just a matter of, it has openings so the sun goes through. And if you know, physics. Yeah, so the way the sun shadows in through a gap is from the top, it's a small little hole. But when you open up at the bottom, you all of a sudden you see a lot of sun at the bottom.
The higher distance, so, the more, the bigger the
exactly,
distance.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's much more sun on the ground, but that doesn't make it that there's more sun than shade and it would be pasul.
Right, that happens in the tall sukkah.
That happens a lot with tall sukkah. That would still be kosher. And so let's he'll give an example, and he says, Amara papa, hainu damra inashe. This is what some people say, kezuzam mille'el, kistera mille'tachat. When you have a zuz, if you hold the zuz on the top, it's like a istera, and istera is, I think Rashi says, is a sela. A sela is like a much greater size on the bottom. He's saying, basically, if you hold something up on top, the shadow of it at the bottom will be much greater. I give you a little bit of musar.
It says like, it's like if you have a dime, and the size at the bottom is about a quarter.
Exactly, exactly. So a little bit of musar. Let's finish one daf. One second, one last part of the daf, and I'll finish. And he says, and if we have the thickness of a house, meaning it's very closed up that you can't even see the stars, it would be kosher. But if you can't see the sun rays, the rays from the sun, then Beit Shammai Poslin, or Beit Hillel Machshirin. Beit Shammai would say it's pasul, and Beit Hillel would say it's kasher. Meaning it's so close off to the extent you can't even see the sun rays. Beit Shammai in that case would be pasul. The Musa wanted to say, to finish off, was that, you know, we said if you you open up a little bit at the top, all of a sudden at the bottom you see there's so much sun. So in Avodat Hashem, all you have to do is open up Kechudo Shel Macha. You open up a little hole for Hashem. You say, I want to do a little bit more for Hashem. I want to learn a little bit more. I want to come a little bit earlier to pray. I want to come a little bit earlier. I want to do a little bit more. And that little thing, even though on top, in our eyes, it looks like this, in Shamayim, it's huge. Zad Hashem, we should all be mekabel.